rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey y'all, it's Amariah. As an energy healer, I can help you develop confidence in your power to heal. You can count on me to set the stage for your healing with guided mindfulness, deliver gentle life force energy to your energetic system, and follow up with opportunities for reflection and processing your experience. My current offerings include one-on-one and group Reiki sessions. Please sign up for my email list on fluidjourney.com to stay connected. Thank you for listening.
Food. It's a basic necessity, basically for everybody on the earth. And in fact, everything you eat can either extend your life or it can end your life. Choose one. I am your host, Devon, and you're listening to another episode of Center of the Sun Podcast. Thank you for listening. Hey, Amariah has the day off, and today we're talking about vitamins and minerals and other nutrients that are commonly associated with fruits and vegetables, but we're also talking about the ones that are not associated with the food that you eat. There are other types of nourishment. And your body, your body is a pattern recognition machine. And it's equipped with the ability to, sense billions of different things a second. Everything. What you touch, what you taste, what you hear. It all creates an equal and chemical reaction in the body. Somebody say it, Albert Einstein. But we take a lot of these interactions for granted. But every single time you walk up to somebody, you can't call out here. Every time you do that to another person, good or bad, you are participating in a type of co-creation. In other words, you are creating nourishment for yourself, those people you're harassing, and the world around you. And when you look your best, and you do your best to express yourself and express your self-confidence and your bag of chips and your all of that, you're feeding love and compassion. That's just the truth. And the opposite is also true. When you walk around with a bad attitude, cussing everybody out, showing them your shadow, you're feeding energies that end your life sooner than you expected. Honey. It's up to you. It's up to you to focus on the signals that you are receiving into your body. You also want to be careful not to disturb others. with your negative Nancy ass negativity. Life can be quite monotonous, very much so right now, but the monotony has been eroding your happiness and your friendship. So we need to figure something out. It's hard. It's very hard. I know. It's hard telling people that you're struggling and that you're tired, and there's not even a bar you can go to or a club you can go turn up at. There is no place to vent. There is nowhere to go but to bed and to dinner in the kitchen of your own personal kitchen. And the saddest thing about all of this, and I'm just going to start speaking frankly because I haven't been on this bitch in a long time. The last couple of years have been no different either, gosh darn it. And it's not the pandemic per se. I would say it's probably the overall lack of loving emotions towards anyone. It's like a combination of things, but it's kind of like, that's how I can sum it up. The only people in this world, another way that you could kind of like summarize the last few years is that the only people in the world that you really fucking care about are your family. And that's not normal, because you should be having a big life, a very happy, like full life of all kinds of people. And anybody's death should move you. But for some odd reason, we're living in a world where, you know, the disappearance of only your parents would move you at this point. And it's hard to arrive to that truth, but it's your truth. So I'm going to let you have it. That's yours. Take it now. But for a lot of you right now as well, life, I know, is seemingly abso-fucking-lutely pointless. And when you see a cute couple acting all lovey-dovey, you don't wish them. You just count down the days that they'll break up. You just like, how? 40 days, 40 days and 40 nights. You tend to do this with a lot of folks because you generally just hate them. Oh, you're just like such an antisocial person. Like, you just like don't like meeting new people. I'm not like that, but sometimes I am. Like, sometimes I am. I think everybody has the capacity to feel like that. But it becomes chronic. It becomes like a lot. Is this like real? Is this me? Is this how I feel? And then you start like trying to think through it. You're like, okay, is it me? Is it though? Because I'm single as fuck. I've been single as fuck for a while. And I'm like, is it me? Or is it like you? I'm like, it's definitely you. But it's a combination of a lot of things. And sometimes it's just everybody's fucking first impression. Like, we just live in a culture where you have to have a good first impression. Like, your first impression is everything. Like, hello. But good first impression is everything. That's why I'm so loud, because I want people to know, no, this is who the fuck Devon is, and you're not gonna mistake it, bitch. But good or bad, but most people's first impression is superficial. So it's like, most people you meet, you can't really go far because you can't really read them. And if you don't have patience or empathy or the skills to dig deep or see people who for who they are, it can seem like their first impressions are superficial. But I hope deep down that you've realized that it's that kind of apathy and that kind of attitude towards people that is creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I don't know what's true, the chicken or the egg, what came first? I don't know, but all I know is that being antisocial is probably why you've never been in a serious relationship. And by you, I mean me. And by me, I mean us. And so how do you build that self-confidence? Or like, how do you build that motivation to do anything apart from reading? How do you begin to enjoy things that used to annoy you? Because I think you're having maybe some sort of clinical thing going on. I don't know. But let's just take it. Let's keep it light, though. Like, just take it for like instance, like Wendy Williams, the TV show host Wendy Williams on the CW or wherever the hell she is. You would see that she, on her show, even though she seems very bubbly and like extroverted and stuff like that, I would say that she takes she takes antisocial to a very extreme place. Antisocial behavior, and in my opinion, being in the limelight doesn't necessarily mean that you want to be up in that bitch. or that you enjoy being there. Sometimes people enjoy power and money enough to endure the lights and all of the cameras anyway. And she pretty much had a very good weekend. This whole weekend was pretty good for her because she had a documentary on like Lifetime and like a movie on Lifetime, and like you can't stream it nowhere. Like it's very exclusive kind of thing. And I didn't try to pirate it. I'm like, I'll just wait till it comes on Hulu or Prime or something. But she had this biopic, she had a documentary, and I'm learning that like all of this envy that we have for celebrities and this comparison that we make with our lives to them is really like the most illogical fucking thing I've ever experienced in my life. Like it is some cognitive dissonance that I don't want anyone to experience, but we experience it anyway. And it's all based on perception and production of personality and of perceived confidence. And it's like taking the idea of makeup to like the most extreme. Like it's like makeup and then plastic surgery, and then you have to buy like clothes and like prosthetics and like all kind of crazy new stuff, and then you have to do the hair and the makeup, and then you like, and then it's Ayanla fix my life, and then you have this weird life that's not yours, and then you feel like an imposter, and then so then you cover it up with drugs. It's just like a lot. And I don't know, it's just like some trauma and some shit that if you see it play out on the screen, you're like, this is not okay to show. But I mean, whatever, people like to see. Like I was watching a scary movie or something the other day, or I was watching something, and I was like, wow, I'm really into like death and destruction. It's no, I like experiencing stuff on TV because I have never had that experience in my life, and I probably never will. Yeah, it was a top 20. I was watching on YouTube in the middle of the night, like on 5 a.m. or whatever, a top 20 murder scenes of Saw. And I was like, ooh, click. Like I was so excited to watch it. And I was like, why am I so excited to watch this? First of all, let me snuggle up and get comfortable because I am wanting to watch all 20 minutes. But it was kind of weird because I was like, why does this even interest of mine anyway? It's because you can have experiences or see things and then them not be real, but you still have the emotion of the thing, of the feeling go through your body. So we like watching things that elicit expressions or that elicit emotions in our body without having to go through them, and that is pleasing to us. That is like a human thing, and that's why we have so much media and art and shit like that. But all I'm learning from all of this is that, and the reason why I haven't watched Wendy Williams' thing is because I've cut my cable off. Thank God I have a testimony. I cut my cable off and have not turned back, and it's not even cut off. Like it's so fucking ridiculous, they wouldn't let me cut it off. But I don't have Lifetime, basically. That's all I'm going to say. And I'll just wait for it to come out. And Hulu is free through my cell phone. So I'm like, I'm not paying for anything. I'm not doing anything. But it's apparent that makeup is used way more than just to cover up a blemish on the skin. Makeup is becoming a permanent metaphor in these people's lives. And it's scary to me. And it's, let's craft this thing and then sell it. It's so weird to see this play out like this. But all of the fainting on TV and the drugs and the divorce and all this kind of stuff, is there any part of it? That is why I think it's an extreme. Because it's like, you are so against, everybody is so against you. You're using it as a ploy to make more money. It's so weird. That is not a good position to be in. Like, I do not envy her at all. But I don't even care if you become a billionaire off of it. That is some, all money is not good money. I do not care. But to sell your story like that while you're still alive is weird. Anyway, but whatever, I guess. I don't care. That ain't my shit. But that's why, if you're struggling with self-confidence during this time, I want you to really sit down and think about what the hell kind of life you want and what the hell kind of life would having more confidence bring you. Would it even be a good life? According to Wendy Williams, having all the confidence in the world only brings a lot of doubt and a lot of drugs, because everybody don't operate like that. Actually, 99% of people don't operate like that. 99% of people operate in a very chill ass way, and it's weird. I'm one of those people with overconfidence, and it's a weird life to have. It's not preferred all the time. I mean, it is, it's fine, but it's just, if there was another way to go about living as me, I may take it. But just compared to how much trouble I get myself in, and not that it's a deficit, it's just, wow, I could avoid a lot of issues if I like stop being a fucking if I didn't have such a fucking big ass ego. And that's the part of anyone's soul development. So just think of it, if you're struggling right now, think of it from another perspective. I like to approach things from a logical perspective. Like, I know there's like, oh my God, like my dad, like my childhood trauma. The whole point of today's talk is that we are talking about how that stuff burrows into your mind, literally burrows into your mind and creates these memories, but it's plastic. It's fantastic. Barb, you're a barb. Your brain is a barb. It's plastic. But anyway, do you want the abundance of doubt that comes with the abundance of self-confidence? How would you know when you got there anyway? That's all I'm saying. You're looking at the wrong examples for how you should live your life. And that's all I'm saying. That is it for me. Media and peers and all these people around you, they're not good examples. For instance, this podcast is not a good example of how you should be like, look up. And I'm not saying that I'm not, it's because of the podcast. No, it's because you should be look inside. Even myself, this whole podcast is not a manifestation of my pleasure or displeasure or my family's pleasure or displeasure with me. I am not here to please anybody. I would love everybody to be every step of the way with me. Like, here we go, bam, bam, bam. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm not making anything for you or them per se, besides money. We can share the resources, but when I express myself on here, I do so because the light inside of me shines so bright and I cannot contain it. And I'm just like, that's the kind of mindset that I want you to have too. And Mariah has that kind of mindset too. That's why the fuck she a co-anchor. Because the light that shines inside of her. She has so much light. She does Reiki. Who does that? Who has so much light? Like, oh my God. Like, and light is not always good. I'm not saying all light is good light. Like, you can get sunburnt, bitch. So be careful. But light nonetheless. You are casting your light into the world, even if it is your shadow, and you're doing it so that those people that resonate with you, they find you easily. You're a lighthouse. Now, don't be like the dummies. Don't be a dummy about it, okay? Don't be like the dummies who decided to storm the U.S. Capitol this month. I just want to shout out Mariah for even saying that on the show, because I'm like, I was at home during the time. I was laying in the bed all day because I was on vacation. And I thought it was a fucking joke. But then I realized, like, oh my God, like, why aren't the senators or the houses, like, emails and stuff open? Like, their computers are on. Like, they just... they left in a hurry. Like, they were not prepared for this at all. Like, this was really could have been a terrorist attack. I didn't know what was going on. When I saw those computers on and those screens on and open, I was like, oh no, this is bad. It was really bad. But I just don't want you to be like them. Don't let your ego and shit come out. Don't let your shadow out, okay? Don't let your reptilian part of your brain, that survival mechanism, that is a very good mechanism to have when you are encountering an eagle. If you are a snake and you are encountering an eagle, you might want to have a survival mechanism. But if you're just out here going to university and just being depressed or whatever the fuck is going on, try to control how many times you want to berate somebody or tell somebody off or cut somebody off or take this or take that or lie about that. Don't let that shit out. Look, keep that shit inside, because the FBI is rounding up bitches right now, and I don't want you to get caught up. It's really easy to get caught up, swept up in the bullshit. But it's just, everybody is in this spell. It's a spell. And this is what media does. Like, media can put us all in one accord. It's such an interesting thing. And that's why this show is in the form of a podcast, because media is very potent, and audio is also very, very potent. So NBC News reported last week that, quote, Don Bancroft and Diana Santos Smith, they were arrested in Pennsylvania Friday after federal authorities received a tip about the selfie video, which appeared to be filmed by Bancroft, according to the criminal complaint. The video depicted Bancroft wearing a red Make America Great Again ski cap style hat and Santos Smith with a Make America Great Again baseball hat in the process of attempting to exit the U.S. Capitol building alongside a mob of other supporters of former President Donald Trump on January 6th. We broke into the Capitol. We got inside. We did our part, Bancroft said in the video, according to the complaint. We were looking for Nancy to shoot her in the friggin' brain, but we didn't find her, end quote. Now, when interviewed by the FBI around Inauguration Day, Santos Smith initially told authorities that she attended Trump's rally but did not enter the Capitol building. When the agent showed her Bancroft's selfie video, Santos Smith admitted that she lied. Santos Smith said she entered the Capitol to protest but had not planned it in advance, according to the criminal complaint. So that is a quote from NBC News. And in addition to watching these people get rounded up by the FBI for accidentally lying about them being at the Capitol and actually taking a whole evidence of it on video and posting it on social media.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I've also been watching The Diary of Mad Black Alex Jones, which I call InfoWars, or it's what I call InfoWars. It's just The Diary of Mad Black Alex Jones. If he was a black woman, that would be his show. because he's just a white man. He's just an angry ass white man. Angry ass white man. But if it was a Tyler, but it's like, it hits me like a Tyler Perry show. It just really hits me like, is this real? But he basically, I mean, I've been watching Alex Jones since the first impeachment. I forget when, maybe like a year or two ago when I started, maybe 2017, I started watching Alex Jones on a regular basis. I actually went to go find it. Like, I need to make sure these people are not like, kill the niggers. Like, I just want to make sure that he was not saying that. So he basically, I mean, like, they do. I mean, they be out here for real. And whether he says it or not, like, he's still, I just don't want him to be amplifying that. As I don't want that to be the message. I know it's a message in the repertoire, but I don't want it to be the message. So he basically, Alex Jones basically is this crazy ass white man. And he's admitting, he admits on his show. Like, I was like, Alex Jones, like, you want to get rounded up by the FBI? Because I'm recording. I think I recorded it. I'm going to send it to the FBI just in case. But anyway, I'm definitely, it was me who put him in jail because he basically admitted that he took people up into and around the Capitol. He did that shit on purpose. And you see the pictures where these people were scaling the walls. Alex Jones admits on his show that he let people there intentionally. You see people climbing up the side of the bricks and shit trying to go over the wall. Alex Jones, first, he admits that he led those people there on his show. I have evidence of it because I'm going to send it to the FBI because I don't give a fuck. I'm tired of these people. This is how it starts. It's a slow drip. It's a slow progression. It's a slow build, but you're not getting me again. No, ma'am. You can see the pictures where people were scaling these walls and Alex Jones, he said it on a show. So ever since I've not seen Alex Jones on YouTube, ever since he put that video up, he's so dumb. Like, why are you so dumb? I don't know. Because they don't think they're going to get in trouble because they don't think they'll be treated like other people will, that how they treat other people. And it is what it is. Like, I'm neither here nor there. I am over here in coronavirus streets. And so I don't got a dog in this fight, as Brittany say. The Wall Street Journal said, basically, and several other news outlets, they have reported that Alex Jones was at the Capitol riot, just like Alex Jones said. In addition, they said that Alex Jones got the damn donors. He planned all the shit. And now Alex Jones is trying to act like he wasn't trying to be violent on his show, and that he is not over here yelling and screaming like it is really about to be about an apocalypse. He is really trying to sell you freeze-dried survival food. Because the N-words, they voted. They dare voted from the woods. I'm glad they did. And his ass is always trying to sell this possibility of an apocalypse. And now it's catching up with his dumb ass. And he's going to jail, period. Anyway, Kim and Kanye, I just want to shout out Kanye. I'm just glad I got to see a dick pic in 2006 because that was glorious then and it is even better now. But Kim and Kanye, they've been pretty quiet lately. Thank God. Thank the fucking Lord. They've been pretty quiet lately because they are getting divorced. I know you're sad. I know. Quiet. I know you're sad. And all I'm going to do is say, or all I'm going to say is that I don't got nothing to say, actually. I'm just going to leave it there. All I'm going to say, but all I'm going to say is that when men act out like Kanye had been acting out, it's never about no goddamn nobody else but themselves. And People Magazine, I be on the blogs, I be on the RSS scrawlers. People Magazine reported earlier this month a statement from somebody that was close to Kim. So I don't know if this was real or not, but as People Magazine, whatever, it's an insider. It was probably Kim, whatever. This is probably her. This is insiders leaked. No, they probably share the shit. Cause they love, it's just like a fucking spell. They fucking love it too. They love being a part of it. They love being the center of attention. They love being in the drama. They love when people talk about them. They love when people hate them. They love when people, all the things. They love their business out on the street. But basically, Kim is asking others for advice on how to do this. But, quote, she said, for the last few months and even longer, they've been trying to be a normal family. But it's been challenging and frustrating. So she just wants to move on because apparently there's some stuff going on. And it was always weird that they would be having, what is it, when you have the birth, when you do the birth, surrogates and shit like that. It always struck me as odd. Anyway, people go on to state, and I was like, oh, she just doesn't want to ruin her body or something. You want 4 children, but you don't want to ruin your body? Like, I'm so confused. Then you don't want 4 children. Then you just need to adopt. It just never was logically like, why would you have all surrogate babies when you have a great, fine body to have babies? Like, why wouldn't you? Anyway, we're going to talk about how that information moves from neuron to neuron today. But People Magazine goes on to state, and when I say the information, I mean from mother to child. People goes on to state that multiple other sources have confirmed that Kardashian, who's 40, has been struggling in her decision of whether or not to end her marriage to Wes, who's 43, on the heels of a tumultuous year that included Wes' controversial presidential run, public struggles with bipolar disorder, and rumors of divorce. At this point, I think Kanye West is probably being blackmailed to do all of that. And this is just my allegedly, like all of it's allegedly, whatever. First of all, Kanye is definitely a zaddy. Can we just start there? Very handsome, very attractive, very yes for me. He can definitely get it for me. Also, I have always maintained this energy, just like the whole marriage, everybody just strikes me as odd. All of a sudden, like, Kanye West is like going out of his mind, like he's doing like drugs. And I'm like, I know people that do a lot of drugs. It's really, what kind of drugs are these? Because it's really not that serious in the real life. Like, there's obviously something like boiling up. Like, drugs don't make you have a bad trip. You have a bad trip because you're fucked up. And then you do drugs. And then you don't know how to cope with it. And then so it's creates a cascade of like anxiety and all this other stuff. But it's never like inherently like the drugs gave me this thing. There's always a catalyst or some other underlying cause, genetic or otherwise. It's never just the actual drug itself. So I don't want to speculate on people's mental health or like sexuality or any of that kind of stuff. But I do know that when you are focused on everything else but your motherfucking self, you tend to get in a pattern of signing these fucked up contracts, business, marriage, or otherwise. And when you don't think of yourself very highly, you don't consider yourself worthy, you tend to damage yourself with no regard for the future because you don't see the future. And that's really all I wanted to share about Kanye West per se. I've said per se about 85% of the time, but I wanted to touch on that because there's a larger point I wanted to make about mental health and about how information moves through our bodies and how we get locked into these spells. And when I say spell, I mean, because it's like a physical thing that happens in the reality. It's no longer like a mystery. We always said, we don't know how depression works and stuff like that. Yes, the fuck we do. It's fucking little things in our... I wanted to share that. I want to share some new developments with you today. And specifically about how your body works. So specifically, I wanted to share about how your mind works. And it's actually fascinating. It's very, very fascinating when I really think about it. But I want you to travel back with me to the time when you were a child. And if you are a child right now, travel back to kindergarten or preschool. That magical time in the fall. It's a little bit cold. It might be a little bit still warm. It might still be warm. Where I'm from, it might have still been warm. You got on the yellow bus. Yeah, it was a little bit warm, but the air conditioning on the bus was cold. Or you walked up the street in your shorts and your white sneakers. And otherwise, it was your first day of school. You had your backpack with your Crayolas and your construction paper and your box of tissues. And you were greeted by a teacher with a sweater on because it was cold inside of the school. And she probably had some sort of apple imagery around her, either on her as an accessory, like a necklace or an earring, or it was all over the walls, or some sort of bright colors and imagery of fruit and numbers and all kinds of things around you. And you go into this space and you walk in and there's probably carpet, probably green or blue. And there's spaces for everybody to sit and probably in a circle and there's desks for everybody. And if you were like me, the best thing about this whole experience was snack time. And personally, I remember that time vividly as fuck because we always had cottage cheese for a snack. I have no idea why I remember this cottage cheese so well, but I loved it at the time. I do know why I remember it so well, because of the contents of the food. I loved it at the time. I'm not sure why. I always guessed it was the crushed pineapples on top, but it was something more powerful was happening in my brain at that time, and it probably was happening for you as well. At that time, eating my snacks and seeing all the shit and smelling all the smells, I was creating the building blocks of my body through my life experiences. All of that playing and eating and singing and drawing served more than just preparing me for the next grade. And when you zoom out all the way to a societal level, we have built societies around our senses, because that's how our bodies know how to grow from child to an adult. That's how we signal our body change with the environment. We signal changes to our body through the environment around us. So Dr. Kelsey Martin, she's a famous medical doctor and a researcher, and she presented interesting research about the mechanisms that move information from cell to cell. And this information can be applied to all cells in the body, but neurons interested Dr. Martin the most because they were oddly shaped. The way information moves around neurons is not entirely clear. What is clear is that we have about 100 billion neurons just in our brain, and gaps in between those neurons, they're called synapses. It's literally a gap, but it's also the glue that keeps the neurons communicating. It's a weird mechanism, and obviously we need to continue asking questions about how all of this works. Like, I don't fucking know, so don't ask. But you could definitely email host@centersun21.com. Thank you so much. Oh, I did get an email. I will answer you soon. Somebody wanted to know about 5D Ascension. And I always be thinking it's the CIA or somebody trying to catch me. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't even really, it's not even that serious. But Dr. Martin says that memories are stored as changes in your synaptic connectivity. Fluids like melatonin, dopamine, and serotonin are released and sent from one synapse to another, or from one neuron to another through the synapse, through the space in between the neurons. And because the brain works like this, we know that the brain is meant to change and grow. Because there is a space there, we know that it moves. It gets bigger and smaller, obviously. The more senses you take in, the more changes in those connections. The more changes in those connections between your neurons, the more memories you literally create. You literally create a physical product. And when a neurotransmitter like serotonin and dopamine, when they flow from one neuron to another, it tells the other cells how to make new building blocks of life. Everything boils down to being a damn protein. And that's why vegans can go without meat. Because your body is constantly regenerating itself in the form of protein. And there is no amount of animal protein that can replace your human protein that are constantly being created by your cells. You have trillions of fucking cells. Anyway, Dr. Martin figured out that once that fluid like serotonin or dopamine moves from one neuron to another, your brain creates a little molecule of information. Like, literally, she said that it generates a molecule. And then she just breathes over that little part. Like, what? How? Where? When? What? But your body pulls minerals and shit from your body. That's why you got to eat the right food and shit like that. Because say if you only ate McDonald's every day, like, where would it get the building blocks to make the molecule, to tell the cell, to remake, to make the protein that rebuilds your cells in your body. It's just crazy. That rebuilds the organs and all the shit that goes around. Come on. Dr. Martin really is out here. Your brain creates little molecules of information. She calls them transcriptors or something like that. So every time you feel or see or hear, your body creates a little molecule that is a physical object that we can see with a microscope that exists in physical reality. Your memories are these little balls of carbon-based something. I don't know. So when Dr. Martin found these little molecules all around the place of where specific memories were created, so they would take little probes and they would use like, they would culture in like a culture or like in a cell, like in a shell, in a sea, a minimi or whatever the fuck, with simpler neurological structures, they would create memories. They were able to figure out how to create memories in these animals. Say if you say like a turtle, when a turtle is scared, it puts its neck inside. And say if you train that turtle to always be scared, that's a memory. So they could create memories in cells. And then they found that there were these little balls of stuff that would be created all around it. And then the proteins that were created as a result of those memories, they all stuck around that place. It just creates a pattern. And so if cultured mice neurons and shit have a complex structure, think about yours. And our brain is just the hub, but like we have neurons we have trillions of neurons throughout our body. And if your memories are a physical manifestation of how your body experiences the world, your memories are a physical thing, then how do you clean that shit up? How do you clean everything up? Now, I did mention earlier that because your neurons are built for change, inherently, you could clean them up. And you have the ability to clear out old material, but I feel like you need to understand that it's possible to do it in the first place. And that's why I gravitated towards sharing this information. I'm like, it's out there. It's like biology class, but I feel like even though you or I don't understand most of it, because I can't tell you what the fuck she actually said about the damn shit, I can give you a story about how I interpreted it. I think it's still helpful to even if you just use the information to help guide visualization of like when you go inside your body, because I'm always saying go inside. This is what I mean. Go inside of your imagination and think about standing next to the ball of information that is holding you back and just like break that shit up. The more we can see how our bodies and our cells actually look in their true form, like the way Dr. Martin has all these pictures of neurons and all these there's like spines and all kinds of stuff that are coming off of these things. It's very cool stuff. Even though we're getting a new way of looking at our bodies, use it to shrink down. Shrink yourself down all the way. When you go within, shrink yourself all the way down. Go into your gut. Go into your gut neurons. And I say that because your senses and your thoughts are basically fluids passing from one neuron to another neuron. What is stopping your consciousness from going there as well? Like I've said on the show in the past, consciousness is also a non-physical entity and could just be the sum of all of your emotions anyway. So if all of your emotions are fluid and your consciousness is the sum of all of your emotions, I'm pretty sure you could probably go and use this information to go down up in there and change the patterns of trauma in the brain. I'm pretty sure it's possible. I don't know. I'm going to do it. And we know these are physical structures, these little hard drives. But what do you think? Ultimately, what do you think? I want to know. Have you heard of Dr. Martin? Are you going to go look her up? It's lit. Basically, if you are having trouble going within and visualizing, every time I do Reiki with Amariah, I go somewhere. So Amariah has a powerful Reiki practice methodology that helps me visualize myself better. That is the way that I would suggest coping with a lot of things, in addition to asking your doctor what you should do. But yeah, you should definitely check out fluidjourney.com. FluidJourney, bam, I can spell, bitch.com. fluidjourney.com, and sign up for Amariah's offerings, because you don't want to be out here with like funky crystals in your brain. Like, you need to get some new ones. But you generate new molecules, generate new memories. They're physical things. So when you're sad, like you have sad stuff in your brain, like you have sad material in your brain. It's in there. You have to find a way to clear it the fuck out. And I say, use your consciousness, use your mind, use the energy, use the life force that's inside of you. You can control your life force. I really believe it. And Reiki can get you there. Science can get you there. Religion could get you there if you really wanted to make the connect. I don't want to. I personally cannot do that, but you could. And I would not judge you, because everyone's path is their path. But your path doesn't have to be shitty. You don't have to have a harder life than anybody else, because their life is a little bit more easier to organize. So anyway, thank you again for listening. Email me, host@centersun21.com. And yeah, let me know how you're doing. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode. And let's check in, okay? Yeah, talk to you later.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.